Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Bananas are a delicious fruity treat, but look under the skin and you'll find a rotten patch on their history. One of the groups fighting the banana wars of today is Fair Trade, and their fearless leader is CEO Harriet Lamb. Tom Watts caught up with her to talk about bananas, coffee, chocolate and other Fair Trade goodies.
Harriet Lamb has written a book about the conflict over the banana named Banana Wars. And while banana wars sounds like quite a farcical concept, it's all quite a serious business, really. For example, early in the 20th century, the United Fruit Company, now Chiquita Bananas, effectively got the CIA to overthrow the government in Guatemala, which led to 30 years of civil war in the region, which wasn't the most fun for really anyone. But that was ages ago. What do the banana wars of today look like?
You're certainly right. There's obviously nothing funny about the banana wars at all. And I guess what they're about is people fighting for control over a very valuable resource. And actually, bananas are today the world's favourite fruit. Even here in New Zealand and even in Britain, we've abandoned our apples and bananas are now our favourite fruit. And so there's obviously money to be made. There are major companies who have major interests and want to preserve their money. And then there are farmers and workers across the developing world who are struggling to make ends meet. And within those wars, actually too often, those farmers and workers have been the people who've lost out. That battles are being fought at some level between huge interests, and the farmers and workers are really left getting the crumbs from the table. And that's what Fair Trade seeks to challenge and to change by saying, if you buy a fair trade banana, then you know it's come directly from an organised group of farmers and they've been paid a fair price. And I hope that that's the change that we can bring to the world of bananas.
And then you've also written a book on bananas. I mean, why bananas? Were there other fruits that you were considering?
Well, I first personally got involved with bananas because I was working for a campaign group that was looking at the price of bananas in our shops in Britain, and we were thinking, my goodness, every year they were getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And you think, well, how can this be? Who is paying the price actually for our ever cheaper bananas? And I travelled to Costa Rica and I met some trade unions there who told me these horrific stories about how the big companies were using agrochemicals even though they knew that they were going to have a negative impact on the human reproductive system. And actually, there was a particular chemical called DBCP that was being used that was known to have a negative impact, that was banned for use in the US, but was still being made and exported for use on the banana plantations in Central America. The workers were spraying without proper protection, and as a result, really hundreds of thousands of them were left sterile. I met one family who were not so lucky, actually. Maria did give birth to a baby, and his head was four times bigger than his body. Wow. He was like a little alien ET figure. His nose and eyelids were joined together. He had no lips, but the worst thing was he just cried the whole time because he was in constant pain. And she said to me, there's no words that can describe how awful life is. There was nothing I could do but cry with him. Because if she tried to pick him up to cuddle him, it just made the crying worse. And he lived 6 months and then mercifully died. No one should have to go through that so that we can have cheap bananas. And it was out of that kind of abuse that people working in bananas said, we have to find another way. And they'd heard about fair trade that was just beginning to get going in coffee at the time. And they said, let's take this idea of fair trade and see how we can make it for bananas, work for banana farmers and workers too. And from that was born the idea of fair trade bananas, about paying the farmers a fair price, making sure they have enough to put food on the table, and also restricting the use of agrochemicals, for example.
How long ago was that? I mean, has the situation changed?
Absolutely. That worst chemical is no longer being used, I'm glad to say. And that was back in the 80s, so it wasn't that long ago, but it has completely, some of the worst abuses have been stopped. What hasn't been stopped is the fact that the farmers normally get so little for their bananas. And actually, bananas are used now in the war between the supermarkets. Everyone's trying to offer bananas cheaper in the supermarkets in order to attract people into their supermarket. So it's just being used as a pawn, if you like. And the workers are left with less and less money. And that's why we launched Fair Trade Bananas, to change that. And the good news is that the public are clearly ready to pay more if they can be sure that the farmers and workers are getting that fair price. So you've only been able to buy fair trade bananas here in New Zealand for about a year. Already, in the first year, 1 million bunches of fair trade bananas were sold. You've already got 2% of the banana market here in New Zealand is already fair trade, which in just 1 year just shows that the public have an appetite for doing good. In Britain, we've been going a lot longer. 30% of all our bananas are now fair trade. And in some supermarkets, they only offer fair trade. They offer fair trade bananas as the mainstream choice. And I think that really shows that the public want companies to play fair by farmers and workers. And I really hope we can drive this forward.
And how does New Zealand actually compare in terms of fair trade? Because, I mean, fair trade's a relatively new thing. I mean, how do we compare to, the UK, for example?
Fair trade's been going in Europe for about 20 years, and it's only been about 7 years here in New Zealand. So obviously it's still much newer. But I mean, the fantastic news is how the public have embraced it here. So we just got new research that found that 70% of people say they think better of a company if they have fair trade on their product. So I think that just shows that the Kiwis want to take fair trade and run with it. It is still newer. But you can now buy fair trade coffee and tea. You've got some fantastic chocolates. You've got Whittaker's Creamy is fair trade. You've got Cadbury Milk fair trade. You've got companies like Scarborough Fair, fantastic chocolates. And then you've got the bananas. So it's still much newer, but it's really going really fast. Sales last year grew by 100%.
Speaking of chocolate, one of and also, I guess, the fair trade label. When I actually went to buy the Cadbury Dairy Milk, because I was very excited because they've put a lot of effort into their advertising campaigns in terms of we are a fair trade thing. And then when I actually pulled up the Cadbury Dairy Milk, the Cadbury Dairy Milk had the fair trade logo, but the other ones didn't. Does that mean that the Caramello and the fruit and nut, they're not fair trade chocolate?
Not yet. That's absolutely right. We're a product label. So it's by product is how the fair trade mark works. So we're not saying anything about the broader company. We're saying that Cadbury Dairy Milk is fair trade, that the cocoa and the sugar farmers have been paid a fair price. And actually, I think it was really fantastic that when Cadbury's decided to engage with fair trade, they started with their crown jewels. I mean, Cadbury Dairy Milk is the best-selling chocolate bar in Britain, and it's absolutely their bestseller around the world. So they started in the most important place. And they could have made a decision to work across the whole range in one country, instead of which they chose to say, take Cadbury Dairy Milk and make it fair trade in all different countries. So we started in Britain and Ireland. That went so well that they then rolled it out to Canada, to Japan, to Australia, to New Zealand. And just 2 weeks ago, they launched Cadbury Dairy Milk as fair trade in South Africa. So it's really exciting to see how they've rolled it out. And as a result of that, the farmers in Ghana have been really able to sell so much more of their cocoa on fair trade terms.
I guess what I was getting at with that question is there any danger of the fair trade label being besmirched, I guess, with these kinds of things? Because I know that there are a bunch of people that I talked to that were actually genuinely shocked, because when something says it's Cadbury Dairy Milk, that there's an expectation that all of the chocolate is actually fair trade.
That's why we would say, look for the fair trade mark. You have to look for a fair trade mark on the product. And that is your guarantee that this product is fair trade. And if the mark's not there, then it's not. And that's the role of the fair trade mark. It's like a shorthand, if you like, as you're rushing around the shop shelves, the kids are screaming, you're trying to do the shopping. If you look for the mark, then you know it's fair trade. If the mark's not there, you don't know, actually. The company might be doing a great job and they might not be. How are you and me on earth to know? But the mark is your shorthand that, yes, the farmers have been treated fairly behind this product. And obviously, all companies, you have to start somewhere. This is not about overnight immediate change, ever. And companies have to start somewhere. And if it goes well, and if the public congratulate them and buy more of the product, then they think, great, I'll do more. And so it's a step-by-step process. For example, another big global company would be Starbucks. When they first did fair trade, they offered it. You had to sort of ask very specially for it. And
in New Zealand, all you could buy were the beans.
The whole beans, okay. And in other cases, you could ask for it, but it was special. So you couldn't get your favourite macchiato or whatever made with fair trade coffee. It was a start. It wasn't fantastic. It was a start. It worked so well that today all of their espresso blend is now fair trade, which is something like 98% of their coffee sales across the whole of Britain and Europe, and now here also in Australia and New Zealand. So companies have to start somewhere and then go on that journey. When they see it works, they think, let's scale it up, let's scale it up, let's scale it up. And that means all the time we're opening more doors to more farmers.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
That report from Tom Watts. And for a list of fair trade stockists around New Zealand, go to fairtrade.org.nz. Coming up after the break, Stephen Sinclair and live music from Avalanche City.